Roughly 80% of United Auto Workers Local 95's membership voted to ratify the four-year contract worked out with GM negotiators. The agreement reportedly increases the amount of work done by suppliers and reduces the hourly payroll, though Union President Brad Dutcher says nothing's definite until more is known about the Janesville plant's future. While company officials have said they'll close it down in 2010, Dutcher and a coalition of other labor leaders and state officials hope to convince GM to keep it open by making different vehicles than the SUVs and trucks it does right now.
We understand that the long-term future of Janesville is probably going to be in a passenger vehicle, something more fuel efficient. That seems to be the trend of the country and what most people are pushing towards. So at this point, we'll take anything they give us, and we're willing to build whatever General Motors needs to build in Janesville here.
Dutcher says the strong union support for the new contract is a selling point they'll take with them to Detroit next month when they meet with GM officials.
I think their contract puts us above all North American plants when it comes to production and competitive operating agreements. It shows that the members knew that we needed to make some changes in Janesville to get some attention, and they came out and supported the agreement, and they did it in a large fashion, so we're very pleased with that.
Right now, production is idled, though Dutcher says they'll resume in a couple weeks. Further production is scheduled through mid-November, with no clear idea if there will be any more for the rest of 2008. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.